This week's Parsha, Parshas Yisro. Parsha of Matan Torah. And I think there's an important lesson that we can see a couple of places in the Parsha. I titled the Shir Tfisa Shas HaKosher. Shas HaKosher means when you have an opportune time. Like in life, different opportunities come up. Sometimes you have to wait till the right opportunity for you to come happens. You're looking for a job, you're looking, and then the opportunity comes, and you have to grab that opportunity. In different avenues in life. In other words, once the opportunity comes, in other words, sometimes you have to wait for the opportunity to come. But once the opportunity is there, whether it be in a shidduch, whether it be in a job, whether it be whatever it is in life, taking, seeing, and waiting for the right opportunity, and then grabbing the chance. Of course, someone has to realize what that right opportunity is. So I'm going to show you several examples in the Parsha of this notion. And then, Vayishma Yisro Kohen Midyan Chosin Moshe. So Yisro hears, Yisro here. So Yisro comes to be Megayah, right? Because he hears that what Wol Hashem did. So he's coming now to be Megayah. So the famous Rashi, Ma Shmua Shamo Ba, what did he hear? Kriyas Yamsuf u'Mochemes Amalek. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, and he heard about Mochemes Amalek. And once he heard about these things, he said, "Oh, I have to convert." And the kasha that all the mefarshim ask is, why did he have to hear dafka these two things? Why did he have to hear dafka these two things? Vayishma Yisro Kohen Midyan. He comes now to convert. Mashmua Shama Uba Kriyas Yamsuf u'Milchemes Amalek. Why? Why these things? And if he just heard Kriyas Yamsuf and not Milchemes Amalek, or vice versa? It's Mashma, only after he heard these two things was the that he felt this is the Shas HaKosher. This is the right time now to go for conversion. What's the pshat? So Rav Moshe Wolfson, in the Sefer Emunah Sitecha on page 3, explains the following. In the Sefer Mei Baruch Ad Shmos, I give a different mahalach from the Apirium. But you can look it up there. But now we're going to see what he says here in Emunah Sitecha. Al Mashik Shein Olam Alolach Yisro Rav Moshe Yisrael Teikar Acha Yitzias Mitzrayim Kriyas Yamsuf. Why didn't he convert after Yitzias Mitzrayim? There was so much to hear about Yitzias Mitzrayim Kriyas Yamsuf. Why do you need Milchemes Amalek? What do you need that for? Only after Milchemes Amalek is he ready to convert. Yishlomar Shuchoshav Shebevadei Lo Yikablo Oso. Because Yisro thought for sure if he's going to apply for conversion, they're going to reject his application. Why? Shrei ein mekablum gerim bimei Shlomo, v'lo bimei HaMashiach, v'lo bimei Mordechai v'Esther. There's a Gemara in Yevamos on Chavdal and Amid Beis that says that we don't accept gerim in the time that the Jewish people are in prosperity. In the time of Shlomo HaMelech, in the time of Mashiach, in the time of Mordechai v'Esther, because we're afraid that it's not sincere. They just want to come because the Jews are flying high now. They're doing well. They're prospering. And that's not L'shem Shemayim. So therefore we won't accept. So Yisro thought that he won't be accepted. Now the way we said in the Sefer from the Apirion is that's why it says Kohen Midyan, to say that Yisro on his own right had a good life. So you see from there that he didn't need to convert to have the good life. So therefore, that's why the pasuk says Kohen Midian, to say that he's a Kohen Midian, so he didn't need to come to the Jews to have a good life. So therefore, they should accept him now anyway. That's how we said over in the Sefer, from the Sefer Aperion, from the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But now, the Emuna Sitecha gives a different pshat. He says like this. Sh'az Yisrael b'mayla al-yona, kol chafetzim l'spadek, l'zdabek imohem, yishum shulchan malachim. Kena yo'acha kriyas yamsuf. So after kriyas yamsuf, the Jews are flying high. Chiel ocha z'yosvei perloshes. Az nivhalu alufei edom. Everyone's afraid of the Jewish people. The Jews are great. So of course everyone wants to become a Jew then. So of course we're not going to accept them because we don't think it's going to be sincere. So Yisrael said, if I'm going to come now and send in my application to become a ger after Kriyas Yom Suf, they're not going to accept me. Ein mekabelim gerim. Aval achar milchemes Amalek. But what would Amalek did? The famous mushel that with the hot bath, right? The bath is hot, everyone's afraid to come in. Amalek goes in and he cools it off. So after Amalek came and started up with the Jewish people, people weren't so afraid of the Jews anymore. So Yisro says, now people aren't so afraid. They don't think the Jews are so protective and so immutable and things like that. So now's the time I could convert, because no one will say that I'm doing it for not a sincere reason, just to be part of the Jews, because now the stigma that the Jews are, you can't start up with them, is broken after Milchemas Amalek. So now Yisro sees this is the Shas HaKosher. So that's Mashmua Shomo Ba. It's not, first he hears the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf, but that wouldn't be good enough because he would say, I can't convert now. But now, Milchemas Amalek. Now there's a Milchemas Amalek. The Jews are not so ay-ay-ay in the people's eyes. So now's the time to convert. Al-Acher Milchemas Amalek, Shabbat Amalek, V'kira Es Hambati. Now Amalek cools off the heated bathtub. V'hera L'kol She'ein L'chshosh Klal, V'ein Yisrael, Migvur Salukei Yisrael. You don't have to be afraid. U'v'leitzenu So'gusu, Hifig Es Kol Ha'ein Meso, U'pachat She'nofal Al-Goyim, Me'amasus Ha'gdolos V'aniflo Sh'ru Einom, Veshama Ozdam Yitzias Yisrael Mitzrayim, Ki Leitzanuso Bitlov Dachu Kol HaTarchochos Az Masa Yodo Oven Lo V'az Batach Shikablo Oto Obolis Gayer. Because now the Leitzanus of Amalek broke the stigma, broke the fear. So he says, this is the Shas HaKosher. So you see over here that Yisro has to wait. He waits for the Shas HaKosher. But once that Shas HaKosher comes, then he knows. Now it's time. Do it too early, he says, not going to wait. Too late, you're going to ruin the opportunity. You got to see which is the opportunity that's best. If you do it too early, he wouldn't have been accepted. Do it too late, who knows, his enthusiasm might have cooled off. So soon as he hears, at that point, that he hears about Milchemas Amalek, this is the Shas HaKosher, go for it. And that's what he does. And you see something interesting also. The pasuk says, page 4, Vayichad Yisro al kol hatova asher osa Hashem li Yisrael asher tzilo mi'an Mitzrayim. So Chazal have a lot of different interpretations. What does it mean, Vayichad Yisro? The Targum says V'chadi Yisro. Chadi means happy, chedva, right? That Yisro was happy. Rashi says Vayismach Yisro, zeh pshuto. And the other pshat, Midrash Agod of Yichad Yisro, means he became a little bit unsettled because he was a ger. So when he hears the defeat of the Goyim, it shook him up a little bit also. But there's another pshat in Chazal. What it means by Yichad Yisro. And that the Gemara tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin. On page 5, Tzadi Dal and Amaral. Vayichad Yisro, Rav Shmuel, Rav Omar, Shehevir Cherev Chada al Besaro. Rashi Shemolas Nasmo Nisgayer. That Vayichad Yisro, Chad means sharp. Vayichad Yisro means that Yisro took a sharp knife and he cut himself, meaning he gave himself a bris milah. That's what it means, Vayichad Yisro. That he gave himself a bris milah. And we'll see, Chazal say that Avram Avinu also There are a couple of people that Chazal say gave themselves a bris milah. And I was wondering, what's the significance that Yisro had to give himself a bris milah? And there's a whole halachic discussion about this that the Achronim talk about, because normally you're only allowed to give a bris milah if you yourself are gemalt. But if you yourself are not gemalt, so some want to say, so there's a discussion, Maril Diskin discusses here, others say maybe it's boim ke'echad, like gito v'yodo boim ke'echad, in other words, you become gemalt, and at the same time that you're giving the bris milah, maybe it's like a boim. That's a halakhic discussion. How is anyone able to give themselves a bris milah, or is it halakhic? Normally we assume not to give yourself a bris milah. Normally it's not relevant, I mean, but here Yisro gives himself a bris milah. Vayichad Yisro, heavier cherev chada al besoro. He gave himself a bris milah. So I thought maybe the pshat is like this, that Yisro, just we said before, Yisro finds the shasa kosher. Once you see that this is the opportune time, you can't waste time anymore. You got to do it. So Yisro, so who knows, was there a person around to do it for him? He says, this is the time, do it yourself. I'll do it myself. I'm not going to wait around anymore. Once I determine that this is the shasa kosher, I don't want to wait a second anymore. Now's the time. This is the time to get the job. This is the time to get the shidduch. This is the time to do this. This is the time, go for it. So this is the time to become a ger. Because now, don't waste a second that you got to get a moil, you got to who knows. Well, do it yourself. And that's what he does. Vayichad Yisro. Hevir cherev chado al besoro. He's toface the shasa kosher. And you look here in the Mashah and the Chavetzelis Hasharon, they discuss the halakhic implications that maybe Yisro was, he's from B'nai Keturah, or maybe they already did a bris milah, maybe this was just a priya, not the milah, because B'nai Keturah have a chiyav to do bris milah. He has the, you know, in other words, there are a lot of halakhic discussions about this as well. The other individual that did a bris milah to himself was Avram Avinu. As Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out to me, that seems to be the Pashup Shat in the Psukim. And the Medrash Rabbah on page 9 says, Rav Yitzchak Pasach Mizmach Adom Atasali Am Rav Yitzchak Maim Zech Abon Mech Lishmi Harei Nigal Lov Uvarcho Avram Shemol Atzmo Lishmi Alachas Kama V'Kama. Now Avram was Mol Atzmo Lishmi. So what's the idea? We know that Avram was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula even before the Torah was given. Even before the Torah was given, Avraham was. And the question is, why didn't he do Mila? So a million answers are given. Why he didn't do Mila before? The Brisker Rav said the famous answer, because if it's not, if there's no tzivoy, then it's not a shame orla, unless there's a tzivoy. But the point is that the Shas HaKosher didn't come yet, until the tzivoy. Other mitzvahs he was able to do away. But the opportune time didn't come yet. But once the opportune time came, then he doesn't wait around. I got to get a moil. I got to find someone who's going to do it for me. He doesn't waste time. Goes, does it himself. Avram is Malas Atzmo. And that's what the Medrash Tehillim on page 8 says. Ashrei ish yireas Hashem. V'lama asherav shul osa samisvav rangarya ala besimcha. V'mitzvosav chomei tzva'od. Amalachan shbrochu lechvach me'artzcha. V'osa rangarya al miyad. In other words, Avram doesn't complain. Hashem says, Lech Lecha, this is the Shas HaKosher to do it. Miyad! Vayikar Avram Asa Yishto. Amo HaKadosh Baruch Yimol Yimol. Hashem says, do a bris milah. Lo Yikev. Miyad! So I'm going to tell you, a part of this idea of doing it miyad is maybe he couldn't find someone who's going to do it for him right away. So miyad, he does it himself. Same thing with Yisro. Yisro was waiting. You know, he wanted. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, he was ready to do it. But he said, it's not the Shas HaKosher, they won't accept me. Now's the Shas HaKosher! Now's the time! He does it miyad. He doesn't wait around, if I gotta find a moil, I gotta call. Vayichad Yisro! Hevir cherev chada al besara! Same thing Avram Avinu. Ki mimitzvosov chafetz ma'od. It's a time for bris milah, I'm gonna do it myself. Not gonna wait. Not gonna be machmitz the shah. Oh. There's a beautiful Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parshas Yisro on page 11, and page 10 the Maril Diskin discusses the halakhic grant. You can look up the halakhic issues of doing a bris milah for yourself, but that's, you could look up, you know, that's a separate issue. Okay. The Or Chaim HaKadosh is medayik, an unbelievable diyuk in the Chumash. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says that b'chodesh hashlishi says b'zel chodesh habo midbar Sinai. Vayisu merfidim v'yom midbar Sinai v'achu v'achenu v'amidbar v'eicham mishal negra har. They came to Har Sinai. Pasuk Gimel, page 11. U'Moshe ola el Elohim. Moshe goes up to Har Sinai. And then Hashem says, "Kol somar leveis Yaakov v'saged levnei Yisrael." What's peculiar here? You would have thought that when they got to Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu would have stopped by the Har and wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, "Okay, now it's time to go up." No, Moshe Ola El Elokim. He goes up before Hashem says, "Moshe, now the time to go up." What's pshat? So the Or Chaim HaKadosh, page 11, bottom. Moshe Ola, Tzorech Ladas. Lama Ola Moshe Kodim Sheikor Lo Hashem. Why does Moshe go up before Hashem calls him? O Tzorech Ladas, Le'ezah Mokom Ola. Im Lahar Hayolo Lomar Alhar. Beferish. Why does it say Moshe Ola Lahar? From the same as Al Omru. Zeu She Omra Kosov, Alisa Lamorim. Vem Kosha, Ki Matzinu Shoah. Achar kach, haisa kriya love minahar, veikra minahar. Im hu kvar ola l'shamayim, ma makom kriya mi makom nomok l'makom elyo. Oh, so he says this. Oh, yesh l'dak teglam omar akosuv l'okim, lo omar al Hashem, etc. Achay, kavonas akosuv. Oh, now he's going to explain. Liyo shekodem Hashem v'omar l'moshe b'sneh. Hashem told him by the sneh, bo'tziyacha esa'am tavdu asalokim l'har hazeh. Hashem told him years ago at the sneh, that when you take them out of Mitzrayim, they're going to what? They're going to worship you. They're going to worship Hashem on this mountain. So Hashem already gave him the permission to go up to the mountain. But the time didn't come yet. The time wasn't the Shas HaKosher, because he didn't go out of Mitzrayim yet. They didn't get to the Har. But soon as Moshe goes to the Har, he says, I already got permission from Hashem by the Sneh. He said, Tavdu Elokim El Sahar Hazeh. So now, this is the Shas HaKosher. Once this is Shas HaKosher, don't waste time. I'm not going to even wait till Hashem to ask me. He already told me. Go up, Moshe Al Elokim. Without even a tzivoy from Hashem. Hu Mareo Kisham Hu Mokom Kabbalah Satorah. Al Kein Begiyu Shama. Once he got there, also Moshe Mishpat Eved Nema, the Kodav Ola Lahar, Lutzrach Lahaskir Har, Kevin Shizkir Besobach, the Sid Negative Har, Allah Hosev Omer Moshe Allah. Vizalmar Elokim, Shakodav Etzel Mebore, Tavzu, as Elokim Al Har Zed. That's why it says Moshe Allah El Elokim, because it's referring back to the Pasuk, Tavdun El Elokim Al Har Zed, by the Sneh. So that was the cue that this Pasuk is referring back to Hashem giving him permission. Hashem gave the permission already. All he was waiting was for that Shas HaKosher. And once that Shas HaKosher comes, once that opportune time comes, for the job, for the shidduch, for whatever it is, you go for it. And you don't wait. Sometimes you have to wait for the opportune time. But once the opportune time comes, Moshe Elokim. Yisro was waiting to Megayer. Once it comes, Yichad Yisro, he does the bris milah himself. Avram Avinu wants to do milah, but he can't. He didn't get a tzivoy. Once Hashem says it, Avram is malas asma. However, there is another idea that has to always be tempered. This enthusiasm. See, sometimes once the Shas HaKosher comes, you know, I discussed this once from Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok says that when Tzias Mitzrayim, it was Bechipozim. Because that was the Shas HaKosher, to leave Mitzrayim. But after you left, and now you already got out of Mitzrayim, so then sometimes, you don't waste time to start, but sometimes it's a process to do what you're doing. There's a certain time that a person is going to start learning. But if he's going to stay up the whole night, every night, he's going to drive himself crazy. He's going too quick, too accelerated. So the idea of being chapter shas kosher has to be tempered with the notion that if you sometimes go too quickly, in other words, you start off when the shas kosher comes, but if it's too accelerated, then chas v'sholom, you fall down. And this idea is found in this week's parasha as well, where the pasuk says on page 14, Yisro Yutes Chavdal Vayomei Lav Hashem Leich Reid Valisa Atav Aron Imach V'Kohanim Ha'am Al Yersu Lalos El Hashem Pen Yifrots Bam. So Rashi says Valisa Atav Aron Imach Yochol Af Hei Mimach Talmud Lomar Valisa Ata Emor Me'ata Atav Mechitz La'atzmach Aron Mechitz La'atzmach V'Hei Mechitz La'atzmach Moshe Nigash Yosef Me'aron Aron Yosef Min HaKohanim. In other words, a person has to realize, even when the Shas HaKosher comes, it's the time to do this. But sometimes you have to realize not to be too accelerated. Moshe, he could go up this high, Aaron could go up this high, and his Kanim could go up this high. But if you try to go too high and try to do things too accelerated, then Chas V'Shalom, you know, you fall down. And this is pointed out in the first Chassidish Sefer, Rabbi Moshe Weinberger once said, the first Chassidish Sefer to ever be written, the Toldos, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, on page 15. So he quotes in the second column, quotes the pasuk of Oisa Taron, Atam Chitz Lasmacha. Then the third column, the Indian, what's the idea that Moshe goes up a certain degree, and Aaron goes up a certain degree? So he quotes the Ramah. We know that the Ramah is the Ramah who wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So he wrote a lot of Sifrei Machshava as well. Famous Sefer Torah Sa'ola written by the Ramah. And he wrote a famous Perish in Megillas Esther called Mechir Yayim. So he writes, what's this idea of Haman? Yasu Eitz Gavoa Chamishim Ama. What's the significance that the tree, the Eitz, that there should be 50 Amos high? So, Inyan, third column, page 15. The cause of Ramah, b'sefer mechir yayin, she kavonas haman vayetzahara, she yasu eitz gavoa chamishim ama, ratzaloma she yale Mordechai b'madrege el yona, shaldeze yasibas nefiloso. In other words, we know that the whole idea that there are 50 shari chochma, even Moshe Rabbeinu only was on the 49th. Batachsereyu ma'at melukim, the Gemara says. He was even missing that 50th darga. So 50th represents in Dargis of Avodas Hashem the highest. So the idea that Haman of building the Eitz Chamishim Amah Kiviyachol is saying that he wants Mordechai to run to the top, to go to the top quickly, and he feels if we'll make him do like this, the Aliyah will be Sibas Nefiloso. Because if you go too quickly up the ladder, then in the end you fall. And that's what Haman tries. And he quotes the Chovos HaLevavos, who has a beautiful phrase. Chovos HaLevavos Avas Hashem, Riboy HaShemen, Gorem Kiboy HaPsila. If you put too much oil in the receptacle, then the fire is going to go out. So you have to have the right amount of oil. And when the time comes, the Shas HaKosher comes, you have to fill the oil, the receptacle up. But if you do it too much, and you go too quickly, then the Riboy Hashem and Goren Kiboy Basila. And then he explains also the Pasuk Lo Salah B'malo Sashalos Kali Gavroska Vadin Ipcha Shemru Anshe Atsura Daili Magesh Anshe Chomer, etc. That a person has to go from Darga to Darga, but if he goes too quickly, then Chas V'Shalom, like Haman, that was Haman's plan, that Mordechai should be Ola and Ruchnius too quickly, besides the physical idea of the 50 Amah tree, that he should go too high, too quickly. That's the Archaim, the Chasam Sofer says, that was shot with Nadav Aviyu. They wanted too much Dveikus, too quickly. And then that caused their downfall. So Rabosai, we see here a beautiful idea. That in life, it's like Eli Kol says over the Yom Plei Tosenu, everyone has their time for Yeshua. Everyone has their, you know, different things. Everyone needs different things in life. Sometimes you're waiting to hear whether you're going to get into the yeshiva in Israel. You're at that stage in your life. and sometimes you're hearing whether you're going to get into college, and sometimes you're waiting for graduate school, and sometimes you're waiting for a shidduch, and sometimes you're waiting for a job, and sometimes you're waiting for the birth of a child. And so different things. Every in different stages of life, there are different things we're waiting for. And there's a Shas HaKosher for each of these things. And when the Shas HaKosher comes, then we have to grab the opportunity. We can't waste time. We have to, like Yisro, he wanted to convert, but he knew they're not going to be accepted right away. He has to wait till the time that he thinks he could be accepted, because the Jews aren't on such a high fear level. So he waited after for Milchemes Amalek. But then he doesn't waste time. Vayichad Yisro, he gives himself the bris. No wasting time. Avram Avinu wanted to do a bris milah, but he didn't get a tzivoy. And for a bris milah, you need a tzivoy. Once he got the tzivoy, he doesn't waste time. He grabs the opportunity. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he was waiting to get to Har Sinai. Because Hashem said, once you get to Har Sinai, Tavdu Mosokim al Har Hazeh. And once the time that he gets to Har Sinai, Moshe Olokim, he doesn't wait to be called up. He does and does it. But he always has to remember the lesson that what? That riboy shemen goren kiboy ha'or. That if you have too much shemen in the receptacle, then the fire goes out. That you have to go step by step, always advancing, but not rushing, and not going too quickly. And this way, you'll take the tfisa shasa kosher, you'll take that opportunity you have, and you'll make it work. You'll make it meaningful. Not wasting time, like Rav Tzadok says. Klal Yisrael had to go b'chipazon to get the Shas HaKosher, to get out of Mitzrayim. But once they get out, then it's step by step by step, the 49 steps till Har Sinai, slowly, step by step. It's a process, and it takes time. But to realize an opportunity when an opportunity presents itself, and to realize whether this is, sometimes you need to ask an Eitzah, is this a Shas HaKosher or is it not a Shas HaKosher? Sometimes it's not obvious, is it a Shas? Sometimes you'd be blinded, it really is a Shas HaKosher, and you think it's not, or vice versa. So you sometimes have to have someone point out to you, this is a Shas HaKosher for you, this is a wonderful opportunity, go for it. Or sometimes someone has to, you think it's a wonderful opportunity, and someone has to point out to you, this is not a wonderful opportunity, this is not the Shas HaKosher. But once the Shas HaKosher comes, doesn't waste time, but then step by step by step, not to chas v'shalom fall in the michshol of Haman, of Yasu Eitz Gavoh Hamishim Amba, that Mordechai should go too high too quickly, but to remember the Chovas HaLevavos, Riboy Hashem Men Gorim Kiboy Hapsila, and Bez Hashem, all our lives should be with enough Shemen that we need to keep the light bright for a long time, for many, many years.